This film imagines the experiences of Torontonians as they encounter In the Wake of Progress, a new public art piece from world-renowned Canadian photographer Edward Bertinsky, filling the screens surrounding Yonge Dundas Square on September 11 and 12, 2021. A young Asian girl with long dark hair and medium skin tone runs through a forest dressed in a blue shirt and jean shorts. She runs down the middle of an empty street in downtown Toronto, encountering no cars, trucks, bicycles, or people. A land acknowledgement appears in simple white text. Encountering Edward Bertinsky's In the Wake of Progress, a film by Bokeh Collective. A cream AT woman in a long red dress with long brown curly hair, Iskwe, stands in the middle of the open granite square, singing. Nearby, the girl runs through empty streets. Behind Iskwe, massive video billboards show photos of a lush mossy forest. Spotting the giant photos up ahead, the girl approaches. A black man in a tan beanie stares up at the screens, which fill the bustling city streets with images of moss-covered trees. From the edges of the square, passers-by watch Iskwe and the forest scenes overhead. The girl arrives in the square, staring up at images of old-growth forest as she walks past spouting fountains. The man in the tan beanie poses, reaching out with one hand. On the screens, the towering green trees become clear-cut swaths of desiccated stumps. In the square, a Korean man plays the violin. Images of bare patches on lush mountains and cut logs floating in holding bays fill the enormous screens. The girl and passers-by with a variety of skin tones look on as a black man carrying lumber appears on the screen behind them. Nearby, a young woman with light skin tone stops at an intersection without looking up from her phone. A driver pays a man holding a squeegee through his car's open window, the forestry photos reflected in his freshly cleaned windshield. In the square, two men play chess. Images whip across the screens like passing train cars. Gray-roofed greenhouses overrun farms and villages. The chess players, two men of color, focus on their game. Vast white landscapes flecked with black dots blanket the screens. In close-ups, the dots are revealed to be round, pivot irrigation farm fields. Dozens of enormous round fields pop up on the screens in greens, browns, grays, and rusty oranges. Block-long screen fades to black, then aerial images of landscapes occupy the video billboards. Oddly shaped dry farm fields resembling camouflage patterns in grays and browns. Iskwe looks up at the images of dry land farming. At a nearby intersection, an onlooker holds a yellow placard. The screens switch to aerial photos of suburban developments. Rows upon rows of houses and rooftops fill the screen space between condos and office towers. Rusty tin roofs and packed River Delta villages surround the square. Taking over the screens, Shanghai's towers and skyline become part of downtown Toronto. The man in the tan beanie spins and dances in the square, surrounded by an augmented cityscape. Images of urban decay wash over the screens, collapsing structures and rubble-strewn alleyways, followed by floor after floor of pastel-colored high-rises. The tiered high-rises dissolve into the layered gray walls of large open quarries. People walk through the intersection, the sheer quarry walls looming overhead. The screens fade to black. A disheveled, gray-haired man with light skin tone sits in the square, staring at the ground. As the man in the beanie dances, massive steampunk machines take over the screens. Giant wheels lined with buckets scoop soil from the ground, carving holes in the earth. Passers-by peer up at the brown and gray pits left by the now absent machines. A young skateboarder cruises through the square, and Iskwe stares up at the gashes in the red-tinted land. Rivers of red and orange tailing water cut through brown soil. The man in the beanie stares, motionless, as does the violinist. Aerial images of dirty white rectangles and squares in dull gray earth, salt flat farms, blanket the screens. The screens fade to black. Images of burning cauldrons surround the square, and the disheveled man looks up from the ground. Giant buckets of glowing molten metal are moved on thick steel chains. The man in the beanie dances with smooth but frenetic movements. Passers-by in COVID masks and orange shirts take photos, backed by an image of a massive open smeltery. Strolling through the square, a black man picks up a discarded cigarette butt as Iskwe sings nearby. Overhead, fields of rusty oil pump jacks appear on the screens. A silver-haired white man looks up at the screens. Edward Bertinsky. Breathing heavily, the man in the beanie raises a hand in the air. Blue water ripples onto the screens, reflecting stands of leafless trees. On some screens, footage shows black men working with a collection of dirty steel drums and plastic jerry cans. Water is scooped from one and poured into the other. Neighboring screens flicker and show labyrinthian tangles of clean steel pipes. A network of pipes at an outdoor oil refinery is shown from above. In the square, the young skateboarder practices a trick, and a passerby films a screen. A refinery flare stack belches flames and clouds of steam. The images shift to aerial photos of giant squat oil silos, which fill industrial landscapes like white oil drums on a tarmac. Networks of highways slide onto the screens. Shown from above, the ribbons of road resemble tangles of steel wire. Mounds of black tires fill the screens. Glowing highway billboards take over the screens, blending into the downtown landscape. The man with the yellow placard shuts his eyes. Overhead, images of motors occupy the screens. Before a gathered crowd, the man in the beanie dances as robotic arms assemble motors in a factory. Hundreds of white cars fill a parking lot. The young girl watches as lots filled with thousands of colorful cars blanket the screens. The images dissolve, and cars become shipping containers. Containers sit in a row. They shift across the screens. Images of compacted scrap metal drop onto them. The man in the beanie covers his head. Images flip by, showing ships loaded with containers being stripped to their frames. Inside a factory, hundreds of workers in pink plastic suits and blue plastic aprons process red bins of raw chicken. Columns of workers in matching yellow jackets recede into the distance. The violinist plays as the images switch to workers in teal sitting at sewing machines in a warehouse-sized factory. Nearby, a street performer with medium skin tone and shaggy dark hair plays the drums. Mechanical looms weave checkered fabric. Looking up, two young black girls point at the screens. From their sterile factory cubicles, Asian workers in blue uniforms look directly at us. In the square, a woman smokes a cigarette and smiles at a companion. Overhead, footage from a recycling dump fills the screens. The disheveled man watches, mouth agape. Literal mountains of plastic trash fill the screens. A dog stands on a mound of trash, watching two black people pick through the plastic. In the square, a chess player knocks down his opponent's king. The young skateboarder watches a trash fire burn across the screens. Close-ups of garbage scroll across the screens, which are mounted on billboard towers and the sides of malls. In the square, onlookers watch and take pictures. The garbage slides off the screens, revealing tangles of wire and piles of old plastic phones. Discarded computer chips fill the screens. Tangles of rusty metal ribbon are quashed by images of compacted scrap metal. Old gray Air Force planes line a sandy tarmac. Rows of fighter jets line a desert floor. In the square, a man in a COVID mask looks up from his phone. On the square's largest screen, a young man with brown skin tone, dirty clothes, and no shoes poses in front of a blackened wall of steel. Two shoppers stand in the square, staring at the shipbreaking yards that surround them. Men with brown skin tones in short sarongs pose in the mud near the hulls of half-dismantled ships. A sheet of steel is yanked off a hull. A worker descends a staircase on a rusty ship's hull. Another hull section topples. A surge of water rushes across the screens. The footage of rushing water is abruptly replaced by walls of stained concrete. A jet of water rushes through the sloped wall of a thick, stained concrete dam. Coursing blue water rolls down a river and over the lip of a waterfall. Snow-covered mountains and glacier valleys fill the screens. Water pours down a rocky waterfall. A streetcar rolls by, and the shoppers continue to stare at the screens. The disheveled man stares at the rushing water all around him. Water courses down a tree-lined river. In the square, a white baby kicks in their stroller. The man in the beanie stares at the screens, chest heaving. Frozen shorelines fill the screens. Aerial photos feature thin veins of water that resemble plant roots and thick, smooth channels that resemble blue sand dunes. A river delta snakes up a screen, like a bare tree with a twisted trunk and dozens of twiggy branches. A dense thicket of spindly trees surrounds the square, the leafless branches a tangle of red and gray bark, dotted with patches of olive green and mustard yellow moss. The thickets fade to black. On the square's largest screen, we once again enter the old-growth forest with its lush, mossy trees. In aerial footage, we pull back from the forest scenes on the screens of Yonge Dundas Square and float high over the city. In the Wake of Progress, conceived, directed, photographed, and filmed by Edward Bertinsky, commissioned and co-produced by Luminato Festival Toronto, produced by Edward Bertinsky, Bob Ezrin, Julia Johnston. Composer and sound design, Phil Strong. Featuring Iskwe, musicians of the Glenn Gould School. Presented by RBC, Sandra and Jim Pitblado, CM. Gretchen and Donald Ross, OC. The Michael Young Family Foundation. Produced and directed by Bokeh Collective. Rob Brunner, director. Justin Harding, director and editor. For a full list of contributors and partners, please visit luminato.com.